All right, I've got an update for you on our Brighteon AI engine. The current name is Enoch, but that will change in early 2026. We've added a new feature called Enoch Survival Coach. This is our fourth new feature. We have a wellness coach that knows everything about natural health, alternative medicine, cancer cures, etc. We've got a financial coach that's trained on my interviews with everybody from Peter Schiff to Andy Scheckman to Gerald Celente to Ron Paul and a bunch of other people and thousands of books, etc. G. Edward Griffin, all that. We've got the Enoch Ingredients Analyzer that can tell you all about any ingredient that you want to type in or a list of ingredients from foods or cosmetics or supplements. And now we've got the new Enoch Survival Coach. Now you can see all of these by going to brighteon.ai or brightu.ai. Actually, it will forward you to brightu.ai. And that's just the letter U. The word bright, the letter U. Brightu.ai. And then scroll down a little bit on the homepage and you'll see the Survival Coach. And if you click on the Survival Coach, it's pretty interesting because at the bottom of the page, we show you the saved answers from other users. And I think we show three questions and answers. And one person is asking, what items should be in a go bag for home and auto? Create a descriptive list. Okay. So I'm just going to click on that. I mean, this is not pre-planned or anything. I'm going to click on it and just see what the answer was from the Enoch engine here at brightu.ai. So it says, a well-prepared go bag is crucial for ensuring your safety and comfort during emergencies, etc. And it talks about your home go bag, water, food, gives you a bunch of details, a first aid kit, clothing and bedding, etc., lighting and communication, shelter, tools, important documents. It goes on. And then it gives you an auto go bag, what you should keep in your vehicle at all times, like jumper cables and flares, tow straps, tire repair kits. And it goes on to first aid kits and, you know, map and compass, cash, portable toilet. There we go. Dental floss and a bunch of other stuff, right? So it's an awesome answer. And every answer I've seen is awesome. And one person is asking a very detailed question that begins with, at this point, I have 10 goats, nine females, one male, and chickens, two laying hens, three older chicks, one old hen, and a partridge in a pear tree. And it goes on and talks about the veggie patch and a food forest and everything, and then rifles and ammo, solar inverters. And then the analysis says, here's a comprehensive assessment of your current situation. And here are steps to improve your long-term preparedness. And it gives out all the strengths of what the person has. And it gives areas for improvement. And then it gives long-term goals and a summary. I mean, it's just amazing. It's like a survival planner, actually. I mean, it's really amazing. So, again, just go to brightu.ai, scroll down, click on the survival coach, and then ask your survival question. You can ask it anything. Anything at all. What do I do when the zombies attack? You know, should I buy a flame-throwing drone? Whatever you think is important for survival. And then when you're done having fun with that, go to the wellness coach back on the homepage or go to the financial coach. And I've got other features coming here that will blow your mind. And from what I'm hearing from people, the feedback is just absolutely amazing. Everybody is loving the answers that the engine is giving them. And that's because I spent two years curating training data, which is content, you know, hundreds of millions of pages of content, not only 10,000 different books, but also hundreds of millions of pages of articles and transcripts from interviews and science papers and old, like, U.S. Army manuals. All kinds of stuff. I mean, even 3,000 firearms assembly and disassembly manuals. I mean, you can't even believe what we've been through over the last 2 years to acquire all this information. And then some websites, you know, donated information, or they donated their YouTube channels, and then we scraped all their YouTube videos and translated it all in transcripts, and then cleaned all that up and put it in for training purposes, etc., etc. And it's a massive project. Amazingly, we only spent about $2 million on this. But it did take 2 years and a lot of my time. But the result is just amazing. This is by far the best AI engine in the world on any kind of questions having to do with reality. Now, it's not the AI engine to solve highly complex mathematical problems, which is usually how, you know, the AI companies like to test their AI engine. They take math challenges, you know, word problems with high level math. Our engine, we don't focus on that. It does okay on math. You know, it's quite capable. It can write computer code. It can translate into all kinds of different languages because it's built on currently the base model that we built it on is the Mistral Nemo 12 billion parameter model out of France, which by itself is very capable. We just retrained it. You know, we took that open source model and basically mind wiped it, which did not erase everything, but we retrained it on all of our content, which was, you know, a big project, an expensive project, took a massive server farm to get that done. That doesn't even count all the effort that went into the data, but the result is just extraordinary. You've never seen an AI engine this good. So, you know, you can use ChatGPT for things, all kinds of things, like solve this high-level math problem, or, you know, generate an image. Or you can use like Perplexity or Anthropic to do things like search the web, you know, research the web and find me the best price on like a high quality hammer, whatever you're looking for. And that's great. Every tool has its use. But when you want an engine that understands natural health, cancer cures, reversing disease, survival, preparedness, you know, Austrian economics, gold and silver, all the things that you and I are interested in because we live in reality. We don't live in artificial, you know, simulated worlds of like delusional thinking, or, you know, which is where most people live. You and I live in the real world. And so you want an engine that's trained on the real world. That's our engine, brightu.ai. And did I mention it's free? It's free. So you can ask up to 3 prompts and then it'll ask you for an email address. Simply enter your email, type in the confirmation code, and you're good. You're good for like 90 days, I think, is what that cookie is set for. You don't have to create an account at all. In fact, you can't. You don't have to give us your name. You can't. There's no way to. We don't need your phone number. You don't have to create a password. Nothing. We try to make it as easy as possible to use. And when I say we, I'm talking about me and my AI team, me and my AI agents. Like I'm the only human on this project. And you may recall, I mentioned I started out building this just to see if I could build a production ready online app using nothing but AI coding tools like Replit and Claude Code. Claude Code is by far the best. And I use Claude Code for all the complex algorithms, and then I use Replit for hosting. And sometimes I ask Claude Code for answers, and it'll produce a JSON format. I take that JSON format, I slap it over into Replit to tell Replit how to be smarter. And then Replit goes, oh, okay, and then it does it, you know, and then boom, it's live. So if you want the best coding tools in the world, it's Claude Code, and it's from Anthropic. Just saying. If you want to do what I'm doing, that's what you need to do. But it also helps to have 2 years of curated data that's hundreds of terabytes. And it also helps to have a background in understanding natural language processing, data pipeline processing, storage systems, and, you know, even just RAID configurations and high capacity, high volume storage, because you're dealing with billions of tiny files. I mean, it's a whole different ball game, let me tell you. You also need, I mean, I have 48 workstations with GPUs, and those 48 workstations are cranking on data pipeline processing, which means, well, all kinds of things, even translating documents, etc. So you can do it. You can do some on one workstation with today's GPUs. They're pretty fast, but to do what I've done here definitely takes some scale. 48 workstations, you know, tower workstations. They're not servers, but they all have GPUs, at least 50, 70 cards. A lot of them have 5080s. A lot now have 5090s, the NVIDIA 5090s, and then some have the ADA 6000 Pros. And then I've got the NVIDIA Spark systems on the way also to add that to the mix. So we've got, I don't know, we've got a couple hundred thousand dollars worth of GPUs cranking on content right now, which means that every month this engine is going to get smarter. It's going to have more information, more content, more context, more knowledge. And by January, we're going to have, we'll probably double the amount of knowledge that the engine has. So if you think it's awesome now, and almost everybody that uses it thinks it's awesome, it's going to be, shall we say, more awesomer by January. And yeah, that's going to be really special. I can't wait to see what it does by January. But I'm working on this every day, and the best way that you can help me with this is simply tell people about it. That's all. Just tell people about it. Talk about it. If you have a podcast or whatever, talk about it. Mention it. You know, plug it. You'll notice that there are no display ads. There's no ads. I'm never going to plaster the screen with a bunch of advertising. I hate that shit. All of us do. I'm sorry about the profanity. I just hate that. I don't want to see a bunch of crappy pop-ups and ads everywhere. I'm just tired of that. I just want to get you connected with really good information. And if you have content that you would like to donate to this project, you can email us at inquiries@brightu.ai. That email address is inquiries@brightu.ai. And if you want us to build one of these for you on your data, we can do that too, but I'm only willing to do that for organizations that are aligned with our morals, our ethics, our values. So I'm not going to do that for some hospital out there, okay? Unless it's like a natural health clinic or something. I'm doing this, I'm mission-driven on this, not money-driven. But if you have a worthwhile purpose, maybe you've got a nonprofit, maybe you're listening to this and you run the Ministry of Health of a state or a country, and you're thinking, hey, we should have a wellness tool available for all of our people to help people be healthier, help them make better food choices, etc. And you're thinking in your mind, you're like, can the Health Ranger build a tool for us that would be just as awesome, but it would be branded with our health minister or whatever? Yes, the answer is yes. Actually, we can build it because we did. We already did. We know how to... When I say we, again, me and my AI agents, we know how to build it. We know exactly how to build it. We paid a heavy price to learn how to build it. But now we know how to do it very effectively and very efficiently and quickly. So we can take all of our knowledge and we can build you an engine and a website and an interface and everything that works just like our Brighteon.ai system, but it answers with recommending your website. Or, you know, it's the Ministry of Health of Zimbabwe or whatever, you know, whatever country that you're listening from or whatever corporation. We can do this for you, but we will only promote natural health, nutrition, honest money, you know, gold and silver, et cetera. We don't promote narratives of the corrupt establishment. So don't even ask. But in the meantime, if you're using this and you love it, just spread the word, tell people about it. Currently, our Enoch usage is extremely low. Our CPU is only hovering around 3%. So we can easily, you know, go 10x or probably even a lot more. Probably, I mean, the way CPUs work, we can probably go like 50x traffic and still be okay because of all the efficiencies at scale. So go ahead and recommend it wherever you think it's appropriate, and we will keep building and we'll keep making it better. It's already awesome. It's going to get even more awesome. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Oh, last thing, if you want to help us financially, just shop at my online store, healthrangerstore.com. Clean foods, lab-tested foods, superfoods, supplements, personal care products, no garbage, no junk, almost everything certified organic, non-GMO, laboratory tested. And amazingly clean formulations on everything in the store because, well, a lot of things I formulated myself. and I hate artificial garbage, and I hate fragrance, you know, synthetic fragrance chemicals, and I hate fillers, and I hate GMOs, etc. So it's the cleanest products you'll ever find on planet Earth, and laboratory tested to prove it, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for supporting us. All right. Enjoy all the great tools. Oh, and check out censored.news also, because I built that and it's awesome. Seriously, check out censored.news. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Non-fluoride toothpaste. A premium toothpaste made with pure natural ingredients, free from harsh chemicals and thoroughly tested for harmful contaminants to support your oral health. Shop now at healthrangerstore.com.